All right, so do better. Just do better. You can do better. Hour number three. I've got lots still that I want to get to, but as callers, you absolutely can do better. Do better. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Hit me up. What do you want to talk about? We're coming off an NFL weekend that was amazing. 1-800-636-8686. There are teams that are doing exceptionally well that were not expected to do exceptionally well. There are teams that had bad, bad weekends. And there are teams that are off to horrible starts that we did not see coming. No names mentioned. Raiders. Did not see that coming. I know the AFC West is tough, but come to find out, not as tough as we thought. I'm not even going to lie. Like, Josh McDaniels, I'm pulling for this guy. I don't root. I'm pulling for this guy. I want him to do well. Josh McDaniels was, back in the day, a big-time jungle guy, even before he got his shot as a head coach. And I think that he went about this the right way. Things ended terribly for him in Denver. He went back to work, rebuilt himself, his brand, his image, his reputation, waited a long time, just kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and finally got an opportunity. And by the way, a great opportunity with the Raiders. And to see them start 0-3, I hate to see that. And he said it himself, we all feel bleepy. We all feel bleepy. Never a good thing when the owner is waiting to talk to you after the third game and it makes you late for your media. I'm not giving up on these guys yet, but I do hate to see that. Chargers suddenly have issues, right? Should Justin Herbert have been out there or not? You know, if you leave it up to the players, they're always going out there. They will always go out there. This is why you need to save them from themselves. And again, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been out there, but I think it's a fair question. When you have an injury like that, and it can linger, and he didn't look right, and they get blown out, should he have been out there? How did Tua get back out there? All things we can get into. If you want to talk some college ball, we can. In fact, we will. Lance Leipold, Kansas head football coach, joins me in 20 minutes. I'll tell you what, they got a good one. This is a guy that has turned things around before and is known as a guy that can turn things around and build things. But the fact that he has built this thing to where it is already that quickly to me is miraculous. So we will get into that too. I need an ATP. What I need two things. I need an ATP and I need a good phone call. I don't need five good phone calls or even three good phone calls. I need one good phone call. And notice what I'm not selling. I'm no longer selling that we're going to have that one caller-only segment every single day. That obviously was too much to ask for. So I'm going to dial it back down, lower the bar, and ask for a good phone call. And again, as always, we're getting calls, but you have to play your way in. You got to earn it. All right, so more thoughts on what happened over the weekend. Following a narrow loss to the Packers, I want to talk about the Bucs for a minute. So Tampa Bay is 2-1, respectable enough, and they're in first place in the NFC South. But that does not mean that it has been easy, because it hasn't been. In fact, it's been a pretty rocky start to the year. You've got all the injuries on offense. You have Tom Brady sounding and looking like he's ready to retire again before I can even finish this sentence. And they got to be feeling pretty lucky right about now that they're in as easy a division as they are. But to me, what's even more surprising than the current NFC South leaders and a team quarterbacked by Brady is the fact that it's probably the worst team in Florida right now. Right. The team that's allegedly the team to beat coming in is now allegedly the worst team in the state. Right now, I would argue the Dolphins are better than the Bucs. Even the Jaguars are better than the Bucs. Why do I say that? Because the Bucs are so busy dealing with drama, lots of drama, whether it's what's going on with Brady or whether it's what's going on with Brady on the home front or a former coach who likes to roam down to the sidelines and start fights with players. There's a lot going on there. And I thought, well, their defense is good enough to keep them in every single game. The defense is starting to show cracks. And the other two Florida franchises, as I've mentioned, are already surging. The Dolphins, the most surprising team in the NFL right now, because they're the last remaining unbeaten team in the AFC. We'll find out about Tua, but they just did beat Buffalo. Mike McDaniel. He's got to be one of, if not the early clubhouse leader for Coach of the Year. He's turned a concussed Tua, allegedly, and a leaky defense into three straight wins to start the season and an upset win over everybody's alleged Super Bowl lock, the Buffalo Bills. And to me, the most impressive thing about Miami is that they're doing it in so many different ways. Week one, they played an efficient ball control offense, and they beat the hoodie, Bill Belichick. Week two, they flex their speed muscles. They outrun the Ravens in comeback fashion in the game of the year. And then this past Sunday, they're outplayed by the Bills, but they're opportunistic. They cash in their chances when they get them, and they were resilient as hell. The great teams in the NFL are the ones that have different ways, multiple ways to beat you. And even if the Dolphins may have skirted the concussion protocol with Tua, he suffered a back injury and had some ankle issues, and the NFLPA is looking into it right now. They won. They dug deep. They showed tremendous grit, and they won their biggest game in forever. I mean, that game had it all. Tua getting his bell rung, his back locked up on him. That game had everything. A butt punt. Even Mark Sanchez tweeted, stay out of my lane.
And we just told you he's only had one blocked in 14 years, and that was number two.
Buttocks.
And look at where it comes in the game.
And just as I thought how chill Ken Dorsey was, he did have a meltdown for the ages when Josh Allen and the offense could not get lined up in time to get the spike as time ran out. So they didn't even got a shot at kicking the field goal. They should have a coach's box cam to see them implode when their team screws up on the field. That'd be great. I need to see that. Every network and every streamer that has NFL rights should have a coach's box cam so we can see them implode when their teams screw up. Great game. Just don't act like Dorsey's meltdown was not one of the highlights of a great game, because it was. Hey, listen, maybe that happens all the time. Maybe it happens all the time and we just don't see it. Awesome. You're making my point for me. Make sure we see it all the time going forward when that happens. If that does happen, we better see it. And then back to the biggest and best surprise of the season, the feisty Jaguars in Duval. The Dolphins might be the best story, but the Jags might be the biggest surprise because they have looked unstoppable the last 2 weeks. They shut out the Colts, who just upset the Chiefs, and then they took Justin Herbert and the Chargers to the shed. And I know that Herbert was not 100%. But the Bolts did not look like a team that could have stayed with the Jags, even if their all-world QB was firing on all cylinders. That's how good the Jags looked. James Robinson, one of the best stories of the year, coming off blowing his Achilles out. You can count on one hand how many running backs successfully have come back from that injury and looked the way he looked yesterday. Of all the guys trying to come back from that injury, he looks like the best of the bunch. And then, of course, you have Trevor Lawrence, who looks like a stud. Perv tried to ruin this guy. Damn near did ruin this guy. But the once ballyhooed 2021 QB class is now looking like a potential one-man show. Zach Wilson, injured. Trey Lance, injured. Justin Fields, showing next to nothing at all because that team's got no trust in him at all. They won't let him do anything. Mac Jones, injured. Davis Mills, no offense. Who really cares? Lawrence, on the other hand, has definitely taken a step, a big step in year two with competent coaching. He's got the Jags in first in the AFC South. And you know what? They may not come back. They're a legitimate factor already. And this was supposed to be a rebuild of what Pervin Liar burned to the ground. What I'm saying to you is Florida has three of the most interesting stories in the NFL, and Brady and that Rocky farewell tour might be the least interesting of the three. In fact, I know it is. granted, he doesn't have a lot of help around him. The guy did go from throwing to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Julio Jones to Russell Gage, Breshad Perriman, and a just-off-the-street Cole Beasley. I don't think this is what he and his new cheekbones envisioned when he decided to unretire after only being retired for like 3 hours. But then again, it has worked before. There is history here. 2002. Tom just needs to play like Brad Johnson, and hopefully that defense plays like Warren Sapp, John Lynch, and Derek Brooks are still out there. I mean, it is possible. It is possible. Brady just does not look like a guy who's very happy. But then again, who are you going to blame, Tom, for not getting lined up in time for that two-point conversion? I mean, I got to think the GOAT knows that getting it in from 2 yards out is going to be a hell of a lot easier than getting it in from 7 yards out. Are you going to blame your young receiving corps for that? Are you going to blame Bruce Arians for that? Are you going to blame the tablet for that?
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on.
All right. That's legit. If you want to blame it on that, that's fine. You are 45 years old, man. Your cheekbones aren't. They're brand new, apparently. They're like 4 hours old. 4.5 hours old. And still they could have pulled that off. Still, they nearly pulled that off. And it came up just short. Let me check your reaction quickly. Alta Merm 85 writes, Jim, no Pro Bowl, but we have a pie eating contest. Signed, Mike Pieface McCarthy.
Call timeout, Mike.
That's strong. I like that. I like that. You know what? All right, so let's get to a couple of things. I have a short week. Because I'm going to go Tom Brady on you. I had a pre-scheduled vacation. Except mine's true. Speaking of pie face, I'm going to Wisconsin this week to watch the Badgers play, to check on Jake Rome, who's already in his senior year at Wisconsin. Dodger Jano is doing what she does. You know, it's going to be our last chance to do that. Just like we're getting a lot of, since Logan / Rogan Loam is in his senior year of high school, both of them are bombarding me with, it's going to be our last chance to do that. You know that, right, as a parent? Have you heard that? Have you had a child in their senior year of either high school or college, and do they not hammer you with, it's going to be my last chance to do that? Well, there's that. So we're going to Wisconsin midweek. I will get all my work done before then. However, I might come back as Jim Pieface Rome. I'm trying to set it up the right way because I'm going to Wisco again during the season. I don't want to come back as Pieface like McCarthy. Let's get a phone call in here if we can really quickly. Ah, wait a minute. You never know if it's the actual bra. Silk bra. In Huntington Beach is calling from Vegas, allegedly. Let's find out. Bra, is that you?
Bra, what is up?
There you go. What's up, dude?
Let me just get this over with real quick. Danica Duval. Bra. My boys, we could go on and on about all the injuries. And that's fine. You might lose a game because a lot of your top guys are out. But you don't lose 38-10 at home. I mean, come on, bruh. Jags fans don't travel. The Chargers were in the house, bruh. It ruined my buddy Nick's 40th birthday party in Vegas, bruh. It was awful. Awful. I mean, listen, we had a great time, of course. You know how it is, bruh. You and I are both in the union, bruh. You got to take a day every once in a while, man, to, you know, bust that. Long Beach to McCarran, you know, it's awesome, bro, but holy crap. The only redeeming thing about this, bro, is that I can laugh at the Raider fans here in Vegas. Actually, my Uber driver right now, he has a Raider license plate, bro. So sorry about that, bro. Yeah, it's awful, man. This whole hype about the AFC West, Rich Flores says he's got the solution. He says fire Brandon Staley. I'm not sure how coaching has anything to do with rib injury. Keenan's out. The center's out. Our best offensive lineman, Rashawn's out. Everybody's out. It's going to be awful. Luckily, the schedule is favorable, but I thought the first favorable thing on the schedule was going to be the Jags, beating the Jags, bro. But it's awful, man. Listen, I'll have to watch a show when I get home because I can't listen, bro. But I hope you're having a good day. I'm headed to Long Beach, bro, and I'll talk to you later. I'm crying, bro.
Good job, dude. Thank you very much. When you say I'll have to watch the show later, I hope you're having a good day. What you're really saying is I'm going to have to watch the show later so I can hear myself back. You're not watching the show to hear me. You're watching the show to hear you, brah. Brah.
Brah.
Brah.
Brah. Brah.
But way to talk junk about your Uber driver and his Raider vanity plate, brah. If that'll make you feel better after seeing your team get the hell kicked out of it, brah.
Brah.
Staley's catching some, and I'm a big Staley guy, but he's catching some. I'm not saying it's his fault, but I'm saying you're right, brah. I agree with you. That beatdown that Jacksonville laid on the Chargers in their house, that was not some last-minute thing. That was a nice, swift ass-kicking. And I took that from Pat Tillman. That was ugly,
nice,
brah.
Swift ass-kicking.
That was. When we come back, Lance Leipold, the head football coach of Kansas, joins us. Undefeated Jayhawks. They're looking more and more like a football school, aren't they? The NFL action is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. Plus, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anywhere else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code ROME to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code ROME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager, 21 or older in most eligible states, but age does vary by jurisdiction. Gambling problem, then call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game, 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility in terms of DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. All right, if you're on hold and you want to stay there, if not, tell phone number is toll-free, and it's toll-free nationwide, 1-800-636-8686. This is one of the best stories of the year. We are joined right now by the head football coach at Kansas. He became the Jayhawks head coach in April of 2021. Of course, he won 6 Divisional III national titles in 8 seasons as head coach of Wisconsin Whitewater. The Jayhawks won 2 games last year. They are now 4-0. And undefeated in conference play. They're coming off a big win over Duke on Saturday, and they've got another big one coming up on Saturday as they play host to Iowa State. Lance Leipold is my guest. Lance, it's been a moment or two, but it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Great to be with you again. You're doing well.
I'm doing great, and it is great to have you again, Lance. Now, it's not like, and I understand every situation is different, it's not like you haven't done this before. You and I spoke when you were in Buffalo, but I've got to ask, how are you feeling about where the team is right now and overall where you are with your vision for building this program?
Extremely pleased, Jim. I don't know if we would ever have imagined, being 4-0 at this time, but at the same time, you know, another tough one's coming up on Saturday. I think, though, when we looked at, the things that we are starting to make the progress was those last 3 games of last year. The win down in Austin, Texas was talked about a lot, but it was really the way we were responded the last 2 weeks and how we prepared, even though we were a 2-win team,
that propelled us into the off-season spring ball, and I think we've really kind of carried that momentum.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. In fact, I brought that up with coaches before. The way you end one season, does it carry over? And very clearly the answer is yes. Since it's a victory Monday, why don't we start also with that win over Duke on Saturday? Like your Jayhawks, the Blue Devils were undefeated heading into that game. So obviously a quality win, a quality opponent. What stood out to you the most about the way your team won that game?
I think perseverance kind of went through it. We actually came out of the gates playing a little better than we did the last 2 weeks against West Virginia and Houston, where we fell behind 14-0 in the first quarter. But we were stopped at the one-yard line on the first drive, and then turned the ball over in the red zone on the third drive. So we had a chance to get great momentum, and it didn't happen. And I think, you know, the way we've been able to respond to some adversity this year is really a sign of growth for this football team that has been through so much really over the last, 4 to 10 years of coaching changes. You're talking about guys on the roster and being able to handle things the way they did, I thought was very impressive.
Lance Leipold joining us. To that point, Lance, the team has been through a lot. The program has been a lot. There's been a lot of change, a lot of adversity. Given all of that, how gratifying then was it to see a sellout like you had? And what was the atmosphere like, and how much did it mean to the players?
Oh, it was huge. It was awesome because, we've had players, Jim, in this program that have had 3 head coaches, 8 or 9 position coaches, and the ability to have something sustained and consistent is what they've been really, desiring and seeing. And then even when I went through the interview process, I reached out to Mark Mangino and talked about what was, his recipe or what happened for success here. And one thing he talked about was facilities and whether or not they needed to be improved or not. But what he said was, he goes, Lance, if you can play some winning football, the people will come and sit on a bed of nails for you, and they'll come out and support this football team. And after getting off to that start, to see the stadium full was really an exciting feeling for our players.
And the fact is, Lance, a year ago you said so. You said, look, one day it will be full. It will be packed once again, and maybe sooner than expected, or maybe not, but you were right. You mentioned the interview process. I'm curious. I mean, it's pretty clear to me why they would want you, and I know there are things to like about that program, but as you went through that interview process, what was it you liked about this program, and what made you think this was the right place and the right fit for you?
Well, I've also heard great things, Jim, about Lawrence, Kansas, and the chance to, just as a community, and when you first of all look at a job about your family. But the challenge in and of itself, I felt there were some parallels, but just on a lot bigger stage than taking the Buffalo job. And to do something that people didn't think that could be done or hasn't been done in a long time, I thought was something that really kind of fit our staff and how we go about it and some of the small things that we like to pay attention to. We thought we could get ourselves in a position that you could build a winner. And to me, I look at programs like Iowa State, like Kansas State, Minnesota, even Tom Allen at Indiana. People have had a chance in some of these schools where people always don't think you can win or win consistently, and I felt that we could do that here at Kansas.
I think that's a great analogy, and it's so true. Those are programs where maybe you thought that could not happen, but you see guys go in there with a great plan, a great culture, force of personality, and it happens. I had Tom Allen on last week. He's a good example of that, too. Lance, you look at the offense, and obviously you're putting up numbers. You're averaging 48.5 points a game. I get that it's a team effort, but it's hard not to start with your quarterback, Jalen Daniels. He's making a case for Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. What's he bring to your team both on and off the field?
Well, first of all, what he brings every day is charisma, smile, energy, positivity that you want and need, especially in a program that was in a situation like we are. But he's really a student of the game. He's taken on some of the changes we've made offensively and really embraced it. He's a dual threat guy with a very strong arm. He just happened to start his first college football game as a 17-year-old about 5 weeks after reporting to campus. And he went through a lot of changes through all of this, like many of the guys. And now he continues to mature. He's keeping his feet on the ground, being very humble in how he goes about it. And it's really been impressive watching him kind of run our offense here this first month.
All right, so he is team first. I get that. Is he, in your opinion, is he in the Heisman Trophy conversation? And should he be?
Oh, Jim, you're going to put me on the spot there. I said, somebody asked me in the post game. I said, I'm all for it. You know, I said, I'll let the number speak for himself. We've got a lot of football to play yet, but as he keeps playing at this type of level, let's not count him out of it.
Lance, my guy, you think that's putting you on the spot? Wait till I ask you about Nebraska. My guy.
I want to talk about Eagle River, Jim.
Yeah, there you go. So you understand that was well played the way you just did that, Lance. That was very well played. Have you been, like, you obviously know that state. Have you been to Eagle River? And can you help me explain why it is I'm always raving about Eagle River to everybody else who does not get it? Have you spent much time up there?
I have not spent a lot of time up there. It was a long time ago. I honestly was more a Wisconsin Dells type of guy when the kids were small and the water park scene. But as you know, there's a lot of beautiful lakes there, and that's probably the biggest thing I miss about being there.
It is the best. There is a chain of lakes where we are, and I understand that. Lance Leipold is joining us. So, Lance, what about Iowa State? You know, you have a program in Iowa State that played Clemson in their bowl game last year. They've got a rivalry win over Iowa already this year. When you look at the tape and you look at them, what's the most significant challenges they pose in your mind?
Well, again, Matt Campbell's done such an outstanding job building that program with a steady culture and understanding. Those guys believe. They've lost some quality players to the NFL draft, but again, there's not much drop-off. Unique defensive scheme that they're using all the time, and a quarterback that, again, he's been schooled and as an understudy, and he's really done a hell of a job getting the ball out to people where they need to. Physical on both lines, and again, it'll be a huge challenge for us.
So, Lance, finally, like, in Nebraska aside, just the world is changing so dramatically. There's conference realignment. There's a transfer portal. I mean, the world is very, very different. You're obviously in a spot where you're really happy and you're really comfortable and you are having success and you're building something. It's got to feel absolutely amazing. But, if the phone rings, be it from Nebraska or anybody else, what do you do with that? I mean, do you owe it to yourself to answer it and listen? How do you approach that?
You know, it's always one day at a time. I've been very blessed. You know, a lot of, you know, you kind of went through my resume and background, and really that's a lot of our staff. You know, our offensive coordinator, Andy Kolnick, he's been with me for 10 years. Brian Borland, all 16 as I've been a head coach. You know, we had an unconventional path to Power 5 football. And Travis Goff and Chancellor Gerard have given me this wonderful opportunity. And we love it here in Lawrence, and we expect to be here a long time.
I get that. Kansas beats Duke 35-27. They are 4-0 on the year. Another big challenge coming up on Saturday. They're hosting Iowa State, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Lance Leipold is my guest. Lance, great to have you back on the show. Great to talk Jayhawk football on this program, and I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and hopefully we can do it again real soon. Thank you.
I hope so. Thank you. Lance Leipold joining us. You know, there's always that kind of awkward moment where, you know, it's my job. I got to ask. And it's his job to say, well, you know, and he's got to answer the way he does. This guy is a hell of a coach. And he's doing an amazing job at Kansas. And it's great to see Kansas having that kind of energy, the Jayhawks, and getting that national run. It's great to talk Jayhawk football on this program. This is what I love about the game. You know, you have a team that was 2-10 last year, and not an ordinary 2-10. To his point, there was a lot of talk about the win against Texas, but it was the way they battled and finished the year, even in a year when they were just winning two games, and it carried over. And then all of a sudden, they start off 4-0. I get energy out of talking to guys on programs or with programs that we haven't talked about for a while because it's something new. It's something different. And Kansas being 4-0 is something different and something cool. All right, when we come back, in ATP, probably some reaction to the bra, because there's always reaction to the bra.
Bra.
And Abigail is doing what Abigail does. Abby. Abby, whatever you do. Abby, I like that you woke up feeling dangerous. I like that you wake up feeling dangerous every single day, Abby. Abby, do not get banned from Twitter. Then you can call. But I like your participation on social. Do not get banned from Twitter, Abby. Innovative businesses see every day as an opportunity to create something new. Dell Technologies advisors are here with tools and expertise to help you do amazing things because Dell Technologies believes there is an innovator in all of us. Learn more about smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that is built for business. Find tech that is right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877. So a couple of orders of business, the ATP, and I made a mistake. I cautioned Abigail about tweeting something that could get her banned, but I misread it. I looked at it. She did get banned. Twitter banned her. Banned her. Abby, our Abby, banned her for something she tweeted at me. Wow. I'll get there in a minute. The ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Okay. ATP, Ray in Sherwood, or Sherwood, tweets, Romy, sorry for the stupid question. I'm not exactly new to the show, but what the hell is Duval? That? Duval County, Ray. Duval. Where the Jags are. Jacksonville, Duval, Duval. County. Duval, Duval County.
Duval.
Hi, Jim. What is your favorite restaurant or bar in Madison? Have a great trip. Pat in Salem. Hey, Pat, thanks very much. You know what? Strangely enough, we've spent a lot more time in the Northwoods. I don't really have one. I'll tell you what, no, I got it. I know how to answer this. My favorite restaurant in Madison is the one that will take a reservation for 8 this Friday night because Dodger Jano is chasing and does not have one yet. That's my favorite restaurant. Anybody in Madison, something kind of cool, something kind of chic, something kind of different, that's my favorite restaurant. Or bar. Other than that, it's just a great town. I don't really have one. But we are looking for a reservation. And so far, we're striking out. We're not having any luck. We need 8 Friday night. Romy, when getting ready for your workout on your Peloton, do you walk in the room, look at the bike, channel your inner Russ, and say, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Amber in Portland.
Broncos country.
Hey, Amber, that should have got you banned from Twitter instead of Abby. No, I do not. I do not go in to my office / gym and say, let's ride. Nor do I say, hey, Peloton.
Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
I do not.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, Peloton. Let's ride.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, Peloton. 60, 75, or 90. Go Peloton. Go Van Smack.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Yeah, go output 600. I'd be bragging on my numbers. They ain't what they used to be. I don't know what happened.
Broncos country?
Something about those bikes. I'm looking at some of those people. I'm like, there's no way that guy has an output of 1,100. Come on, man. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Sometimes I'll get on that bike and I'll ride. And there'll be 28,000 people that have taken that ride. And I'm riding my ass off. And I burned about 900 calories. And I rode about 27 miles. And I'm like, damn, old man, you're pretty good. Then I look at my rank, and I'm 10,000 out of 28. How the hell are there 10,000 people who rode harder and faster than me? That ain't right. Y'all on EPO. I know you are. You're on EPO. There's no way 10,000 people are better than me when I just went 27 miles and rode my guts out. Come on, man. Anyway, so Abby, this is incredible. Abby, you know Abby, the famous Abigail at Romy's My Homie. Abby. Abby was banned from Twitter. She writes, Jimmers. How does this tweet warrant a permanent suspension? What the hell, Twitter? Signed Abigail in the Twitter gallows. She captured a screenshot before they suspended her. And she has in bold, permanent suspension. Here's what she tweeted at me. At Jim Rome. Jimmers, can we finally come to the conclusion that Josh McDaniels is a crap head coach? All that talent and you can't win a game. I hope that Irish potato farmer gets herpes on his peen. Signed, Abigail in Frustration, Diego. I mean, it's harsh. It's nasty. It's dirty. And maybe not entirely fair, Abby. I'm still with Josh. I'm still rolling with him. I don't think he's a crap head coach. I think they're off to a crap start. And there's issues, right? They're in a bad way. I don't really know, Abby, and I'm on your side. You know that, Abby. You make it better. I don't really know. I haven't read the document. I don't know what is allowable and what's not allowable on Twitter. I don't know what line you crossed. I don't know if you were reported by Raider fan. I don't know. I know there is some vile, vile, hateful stuff that is allowed on Twitter. So I'm not sure why that got you banned. For life.
For life.
I hope not, too. I hope either they lift that ban or you somehow find your way back in. She also writes, Jimmers, too late. Mister, it wasn't even bad at all. I even ran it by at SmileyYYC, and she has no idea why I got the shaft. Interesting. Well, I mean, with all due respect to Bella, Abby, is she on the board? Is she on Twitter's advisory board? Is she on the checks and balances for Twitter? What do you mean I ran it by Bella and she said it was all right? Oh, okay. Did Twitter write the Twitter guidelines? Did Bella write the Twitter guidelines? Is Bella the ultimate judge of what's acceptable and what's not? Abby, I mean, you're my gal, but what kind of argument is I ran it by Bella and she said it was all right? Did Bella tell you that it was all right to jump off a cliff or a bridge or to play on the freeway?
When you taught hockey.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm on your side, Abby. I don't know. Now, you have been pushing the limits for a while. Maybe it all caught up to you. Maybe it was your body of work. Maybe the Twitter cops were saying, just one more from her, one more from Abigail in Frustration Diego, and we're bringing the hammer down. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I see other people with verified blue checks that have like 14 followers. I don't know. I just hope that it's rectified. Or there's other ways into the program. Abby, that's the good news. Now, I know you might want the platform and the app that is Twitter, but at least you know there are other ways for you to get on this platform. That's what's important to me. Hopefully, you get your Twitter platform back. How about that, though? She tweeted at me, and it got her banned, and it was just a crackback on her coach. I guess it was just too hot of a take for Twitter on the Raiders. What's your reaction to that, clones? Romy, silk panties is out here mindlessly rambling again like a senile old man on a park bench begging for human interaction. Geoff and Lincoln.
Silk panties.
You know, Geoff is kind of shooting down my theory that folks don't really change. Now, I don't want to be the ultimate hypocrite because I've got an entire podcast on reinvention. What I mean by that is some folks are incapable. I mean, it's all within us, but unless you want to change, you won't. I thought Geoff was one of those guys. Like, Geoff thought that he was the bleep. Geoff thought he was clever. Geoff thought he was smart. Geoff thought he was charismatic. Geoff thought he had game, when in reality, he was really none of those things. So he therefore can't change. But the thing is, Geoff does kind of hit the target once in a while. And I'm not saying that I feel that way about silk panties, but that's actually not a bad contribution, no matter where you come out. Silk Panties is out here mindlessly rambling again like a senile old man on a park bench begging for human action. That's a line and a half that's actually pretty funny. I'll give you that, Geoff. Kevin, in the D tweets, Silk uses bra to cover up how many times he really says, in the conversation.
Bra.
Can you give me a longer example, a longer sample of that, Alvy? No? Okay. It's fine. Chris in Milwaukee. Jim, we have a former Smackoff champ on the line. Let's go to him. You never know if it's going to be the real one or the fake one. Real Silk. Bra. Listeners, insert
bra.
Arnold screaming drop. Salvador Yoga is in. Hey, I said there would be reaction to the bra, because there always is. Rome, narc bras. I forgot that he was a narc.
Bra.
Narc bras calls are the worst. His calls sound like the annoying friend we all have who jams up your answering machine with a long-winded soliloquy about his day. I would much rather hear a call from Fake Silk. Come on!
Come on.
That's a given. You all would rather hear from the Fake Silk than the real Silk.
Come on.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Come on!
Come on.
Antoine Bethea was a guest. Lance Leipold, Kansas head football coach, was a guest. Short week. It's a short week that's a very long week, if that makes sense. We got a lot to get done. Thank you for listening. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. We're out.